Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've got tickets all week long to send somebody to Capital One Arena with a buddy to see the Caps take on the Red Wings. We're giving those tickets away at 4 o'clock every day. Let's do it right now. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a pair. You're going to see the Capitals and the Wings. This is December 20th, a week from Saturday. Holiday season means we're spreading holiday cheer with the Capitals. It's their annual Caps holiday party at Capital One Arena. Details at thefandc.com/contests.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's get to our Beltway Blitz. We'll cover the NFL and the Commanders. Let's start off on the ice. Caps not back in action to tomorrow night. They are at home tomorrow night, in fact. But they have been on a roll. Sammy Silber of the Hockey News joins us now. Sammy, it wasn't that long ago. A few weeks back, we're asking you how worried we should be about the Capitals. To your credit, you thought they would get right, and boy, have they. What has changed as they've completely turned their year around and are suddenly now maybe the best team in the East?
Yeah, I think you're looking at a team that, you know, obviously, you know, trusting the process can be easier said than done, but they, you know, truly stuck with it. You know, they didn't give up. You know, they made some tweaks, you know, here and there to their offensive lines, and you just see more chemistry forming. They look more organized. They're skating better. There's just an extra jump there that you didn't see a couple weeks back. So, you know, and the most important thing, too, is consistency. They're playing a full 60 minutes, and it's paying off for them. So it's just a matter of them continuing to do the right things.
Some injuries, though. Give us some updates. What do we know?
Yeah, nothing new on Ryan Leonard. Still out for an extended period of time. You know, from what I heard, it's a multitude of things that he's dealing with after that hit. And then John Carlson could play tomorrow, upper body injury, but, you know, possibility for tomorrow, practice fully today. And then Charlie Lindgren, you know, obviously he can't dress on the road. And, you know, Garen Bjorklund's up here now, but, you know, skated on his own before practice, took some late shots, feeling a little bit better and trending in the right direction. So, you know, not the most encouraging news on Leonard, but, you know, good thing to see for those other guys.
Little kid Leno, are we talking days, weeks, months? Like, what kind of forecast is it?
It's tough to say. I mean, right now it's very vague in extended period of time. I'm not saying days, and I don't think it's going to be under 2 weeks, but that's my opinion. I think this is, you know, obviously something that's going to be longer term. So not a positive there, but, you know, he'll be back and, you know, hopefully pick up where he left off.
How did the lines get shuffled without Leonard for a little while?
Yeah, you see, you know, it's kind of, you know, what happened when Dubois went down, right? It's, you know, by committee, you know, stepping up to fill that void. You know, you have Sonny Milano coming back into the mix. Chenaev is up here as an extra forward. Ethan Frank is on that top power play with Leonard out. And then, you know, you kind of see Connor McMichael playing on that top line. And Beauvillier, you know, who's a guy who can move up and down the lineup, playing on that third line to give it a spark there. And it's going to come down to those, you know, your usual suspects. At the same time, your young guys, you know, LaPierre, Milano, Frank, you know, those guys to show what they can do and, you know, try to pick up and fill the void here.
Sammy, I'll be at Cap One Arena tomorrow. Hopefully I bump into you. Thanks for the time. As always, we appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd love that. All right, I'll see you guys.
Be good. Sammy Silber, the Hockey News, joining us on Grant and Danny's Blitz. Let's talk football. Thursday night football tomorrow. The NFC South, a matchup in prime time. The Falcons, who are just 4-9 and headed toward what should be a top 10 pick. It's a pick they don't have, though. The Rams have it.
Yeah, that's the Rams pick, thank you.
We'll see if Terry Fontenot survives this season. You know, you pay Kirk Cousins $100 million, you draft Michael Penix, and you're not going to have a quarterback at the start of next year because they're going to move on from Cousins' contract, and Penix is going to be hurt lingering in the next season very possibly. But the more interesting team in that matchup is the Tampa Bay Bucs, who all of a sudden have to win. You know, they're right there knotted at the top of the NFC South. Frank Schwab joins us from Yahoo Sports. Frank, who do you think wins the South, and what is going on with Tampa Bay?
I just wonder, it comes down to Baker Mayfield, and I don't want to be the guy who just analyzes football based on quarterbacks. I think that's boring and often wrong, but it's not hard to see Baker Mayfield struggling. In the last four games, he has a 65 passer rating. He's just not playing well, and that's as the Buccaneers are getting healthy around him. So it's kind of troubling. They did not have a bad loss until last Sunday. Every loss they had was to a team with a winning record, some of the best teams in the NFL. So to see them lose to a Saints team that only had two wins coming in, I don't know what to make of them anymore. I'm perplexed. I think they win that division because I don't really trust the Panthers either, but I don't know. I've gone from thinking the Buccaneers might be a sneaky team in the playoffs that could pull out a win or two, just, you know, because they're getting healthier and kind of underrated a little bit, to just not knowing what the heck to make out of them after that face plant against the Saints.
Frank, my wife likes sports, you know, not the way that I do because I'm a crazy person, but she, you know, follows things pretty loosely as her job allows. When I told her that Philip Rivers was going to quarterback a football team in the year of our Lord 2025, she was like, "That's not a funny joke. Stop making it." And no, I said, "No, it's really happening." And then, you know, showed her the news story. I don't really have a great question other than to say, like, we seriously can't do better than that?
Yeah. I mean, there's some guys sitting around right now who are free agents saying, "Man, I need to maybe get my insurance license or something. Because if I can't get a job over Philip Rivers, I haven't played in 5 years, maybe it's just done for me." I love the story. Philip Rivers has been a great player, fun player, entertaining player.
Totally.
I don't see how this ends up good. The history of 44-year-old quarterbacks having success in the NFL is Tom Brady, period, hard stop. That's it. Like, even guys 42, it's basically Tom Brady and now Aaron Rodgers to an extent. 44-year-old quarterbacks don't play well. They're usually not playing. They're sitting on a beach somewhere. You look at this. He's got to go against – I think he's going to start this week. You don't find that guy if you're not going to start him right away. What, are you going to wait a couple weeks? Like, there's four games left in the season. Either you signed him to play him or what's the point? So I think he's going to play this week against a fierce Seattle defense. They still have a game left against Houston, who has one of the best defenses I've seen in a few years. I hate to say this, but I'm worried about Philip Rivers. Like, he's the kind of guy who his playing style has always been, as much as anybody I've seen in all my years covering the NFL, he is as good as standing in against the imminent hit as I've seen. Like, he will stand in knowing he's going to get crushed, but he knows, hey, I could deliver this pass under duress. I don't like the idea of him doing that at 44 years old when he hasn't taken a hit in 5 years. Like, look, on one hand, what the Colts have to lose. On one hand, it's like, hey, Philip Rivers wants to come back and play. That's his prerogative, I'm sure. But again, I just don't see how this turns out in a positive way.
What is your best stab at an AFC Championship game matchup right now?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. This is the first time I've gotten to this point in the season. And I really mean, like, this is, you know, I've covered it for 25 years. First time I've gotten this deep into a season and said, I have no idea who I want to pick to make a Super Bowl. I'm not saying I'm always right, but at least I have an idea. I have a team that I'm like, okay, yes, I really like. I have nobody this year. I think one of the teams is going to be the Houston Texans, though. I really do. I think that they're the only team where I look at them and say, yeah, I could see this coming together for them. Their defense is just awesome. It's the best defense I've seen in a while, and that's better than anything else in the AFC, right? So I think if I had to say, I'd pick Houston against Denver in the AFC Championship game, because at least I could bank on their defenses. And I think Denver's been underrated all year. I just think because their offense has been up and down, people like to downgrade them. I mean, they're underdogs this week at home. Why? Like, the Broncos are a really good football team. So I'll go with the team that I think is underrated in the Broncos, and the team I think is peaking at the right time in Houston.
Might be a 3-2 game there in the AFC
really
title game.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of muddled, NFC North. So the Vikings are not going to win it. That's the only thing we know. Green Bay 9-3-1, Chicago 9-4, Detroit 8-5. Predict the order of standing there at the end of this season, the NFC North.
Yeah, I think right now, I think the Packers win it. I wonder if you're asking me to get me in more trouble with Bears fans who already hate me because I called them frauds earlier this year. But I think the Packers win that division. I think they're the best team. And then I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, and I even more think that the last game of the season, game 272 Sunday night on week 18, is going to be Lions at Bears with the last playoff spot on the line. And I guess I'll pick the Bears just because the Lions have been so bad outdoors. Jared Goff doesn't play well in cold weather and all that. And it's going to be like minus 58 degrees on its older field on a Sunday night. But so I'll go there. I'll go Packers, Bears, Lions. Although it wouldn't surprise me to see the Lions finish in second and the Bears miss the playoffs. Although that's not bad. It's not like the Bears expected to be some NFC North champion this year. It's been a nice growth season for them. But I still think there's a ways to go with Chicago.
Who's your MVP right now, May or Stafford?
I think I really do think it's Stafford. I think they're a better team. They played a tougher schedule, but they're both really, really good. I just think Stafford has really stood out as, you know, he's really had a great year. Great. And remember in August when none of us knew if he was going to play, like he's doing that cryogenic chamber in the trailer to fix his back or whatever that was. Like, it's kind of an amazing story. I will say though, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of saying, why isn't it Josh Allen? Like, I mean, who has done more for their team than Josh Allen? I watch this guy with an absolutely horrible supporting cast. I really believe. I think if you put a replacement level quarterback on the Buffalo Bills, they'd be like 4-9 right now. Like, they just, or maybe less, maybe like 2-11. They're a bad football team around Josh Allen, and every week it's like, oh, hey, Josh Allen scored another 6 touchdowns. Like, it is incredible what he's done for that team, but that's not the formula for MVP. The formula for MVP is let's pick the quarterback off of a number one seed, which I think gives Drake May a bit of a head start on Stafford because Seattle might end up getting Rams for that number one seed. But it's going to be one of those two guys because record means so much to these MVP voters. So I'll pick Stafford. But saying in the back of my mind, if you're really asking me, I think Josh Allen might be the actual MVP.
Frank, great as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Yep, appreciate it, guys.
You got it, man. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. Our pal Nikki Jabala, The Athletic, joins us to break down the local 53. So, Nikki, what changed between he could have gone back into the game on Sunday, talking about Jaden Daniels, of course, and we know enough to rule him out here for the next week on Wednesday?
Yeah, so Dan Quinn said that he came out of the game sore, like how he felt, you know, Monday, Tuesday. He went through some of the precautionary testing, found that there's no structural issue, nothing long-term to be concerned about, but that he was sore afterwards. So they're going to hold him out for at least this game. They'll see how he is next week.
So sometimes it can be different in the room than, like, watching on the feed like I was, and you were there with Dan Quinn. It felt like his tone changed a bit on the questions about shutting him down or the value of playing again. Instead of kind of saying all the positives and running through the list of why they wanted to see him, he kind of said something to the effect of, we haven't really gotten there, we haven't talked about that, we're focusing on him not being able to play this week. Did you feel that too, or am I reading too much into it?
No, I think what you felt is what a lot of us felt. And I think he still feels like those reps are important, but you got to weigh in everything else too. I mean, they just lost Zach Ertz as well, who was one of his, you know, most reliable targets. And you want the kid to play. You want him, you know, to be out there if he's fully healthy. But, you know, if he can't fully be himself, if he can't do all the things, you know, that he normally would because of, you know, the whatever he's feeling with his elbow currently, and if he doesn't have, you know, somewhat close a full group, I guess the feeling maybe that, you know, you're putting him at greater risk than you're reaping in any rewards. So I think that's something that they're weighing now and over the next few weeks as they monitor his health.
We saw this on Hard Knocks last night, and I know you're on the team every day, Nick, and you covered so closely, but I think the outside looking in, it's easy to sort of think of these guys as kind of anonymous, you know, just uniform numbers and, you know, sort of automatons running inside them, but you could see how moved everybody was by that Zach Ertz injury and what he meant to mm-hmm. them, and that kind of, you know, comedy skit where they spliced him running a route together with, like, the 100-year-old guy scoring a touchdown at whatever, you know, practice that was, that funny video. But go into that a little bit, what he meant to this roster, the young people, and for them trying to really do this, you know, culture establishment.
Yeah, I mean, he was, Quinn mentioned this, he was the first guy that Adam Peters signed. He came in with the familiarity of Cliff Kingsbury's system, so he had not only, you know, his own resume as a player, but he was huge in helping others sort of, you know, get up to speed on the offense. And then he's just naturally a leader. I mean, you look at his experience, the way he carries himself, he's incredibly process oriented. I mean, what Coach Ray said on that, in his cameo on Hard Knocks was totally accurate. I mean, you guys have been out there, you see him, you know, in his routine, even pre-practice, and it's exactly the same every time. Like he sticks to it, and he's incredibly hardworking. Guys respect him. He's always willing to help other guys. He's been, you know, a really good mentor to Jaden and others on offense and across the team, really. So, yeah, and I think they recognize the fact that, you know, he's, you know, whatever year he's in at this point in his career, he's 35. You know, you don't know how many chances you're going to get to be able to play. And he, you know, after a few trying seasons in Arizona, he finally got healthy here and was able to play every game, you know, since he signed. So for this to happen is, you know, just, you hate to see it. I mean, I know these guys make good money. They, you know, he's won a ring. He has plenty of accolades, but this is their livelihood. This is what they know. So when you suddenly lose it, you know, on one play, it can be, you know, pretty traumatizing.
Nikki Javala of The Athletic. Do you think we see him again this year?
No, I do not.
And did that change for you today, or have you felt that way since Sunday?
Zach Ertz?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking about Jaden, if that was...
Oh, I was going to say, that would be the fastest I've ever seen anybody...
It'd be a miraculous recovery.
Yes, that would be... Yeah. That would be Adrian Peterson on steroids, I think.
Right. Do I think we've seen... you know, honestly, I keep going back and forth on this, too. I don't honestly know. Like, after the game, I thought, yeah, he'll probably play again based on Quinn's answer. And then today, it's like, well, you know, maybe they will shut him down.
Right.
But the fact that he was out practice, too, I mean, he wasn't doing a whole lot. But, you know, practices are fairly light at this stage in the season anyway. And he was limited. But, yeah, I kind of go back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised either way at this point. I'd say I'd probably be a little bit more surprised if he did play. But I just, you know, at this point, I just think the risk of re-injury outweighs the reward. But, you know, I think that's what made it somewhat confusing when Quinn did say that he could have gone back in the third quarter. I think that's what's kind of throwing people. It threw me for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely thrown. So, Nick, my final one on this kind of Jaden subject here is, Do you expect anything to be different if he does play? In other words, I'm not smart enough to know terminology or what should be done, et cetera, but I just want someone to say, hey, it's a problem he gets hit more than any quarterback, numbers approximate, in the sport when he does play. We've got to change that, and let's prioritize that. Would you expect that to, you know, sort of leak out and become a talking point or part of the background, or it's just one of those, hey, man, it's football, and we shrug our shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, this is a super vague answer that nobody will like, but I think when you look at just the stats alone, it's kind of taken out of context. Like, because then the blame gets pointed at the offensive line. Like, oh, he's taking so many hits. The offensive line has actually been pretty good this season. Like, they've been one of the more consistent groups. And then you look at his scramble rate. Well, look at each scramble. Where could he have gone in those? There are so many of those where I'm like, nobody's open. Where do you want him to go? Like, you know, and he got a good block from Jeremy McNichols, and yeah, he should take that right up the middle. Now, there are some where you're like, yeah, that was dumb. Don't do that ever again. But I think there have been more where I feel like, where do you want him to go? No, I think that's when you can maybe question, like, could they call something different? Could they, you know, do something to spring somebody else free? Like, I just feel like they got to get him more weapons in the offseason, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're headed toward the offseason at lightning pace at this point, and it's pretty clear that's what they need to do. We'll let you out on this one, Nikki. If they don't win again, which is on the table here, they're underdogs to the Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. They'll have lost 12 in a row. I just can't. I mean, that's such a crazy thing to say out loud. It doesn't really happen. Some of these 0-16 teams or 1-15 teams will have that, but even some of those, you know, don't. I'm not suggesting anybody from Peters or Quinn is in trouble, but like, what would happen if they lose 12 in a row? How different? What does it shift in the building? Or do you just kind of go 12 in a row or 2-10 in that stretch? No big difference. Like, I just think it's
hard to do that. Did you? I mean, like, after that game against the Vikings, did you not know that they weren't bad? Like whether they lose four more, like, they're bad. They're just not good right now.
Right, but teams that are bad win all the time. This weekend, the
Titans won.
The Titans won a game.
But they're not even competitive. They haven't been competitive for a long time at this point.
Right.
So, yeah, it's four more games. It's 12 in a row, and that's a massive number, but they haven't been competitive, for a long time. I mean, probably the first half of Kansas City, right?
Pretty
but
much,
for a full game, I don't remember the last time they were
Denver
really
The Denver game is the only one.
Dolphins, they were competitive.
Denver, yeah, but that felt more, you know, the way this season is going, like, I mean this respectfully to the team, like, that felt more fluky than anything. That was an outlier compared to everything else they've put
definitely.
Out.
Agreed.
Definitely. I guess that's my point. As bad as it is, maybe I shouldn't start the conversation with, hey, they shouldn't do anything severe. Like, this is really bad. I guess that's all I'm saying.
It's really bad.
Yes.
It's really bad. I mean, like, would you be surprised if they lost the next four? I mean, I wouldn't, honestly.
No.
No.
They're going to be underdogs four times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the number of teams that have lost 12 in a row over the last 25 years is a minuscule number. And it almost feels like rotten food to me. Like, the smell when I open the refrigerator will be so bad that I have to question everything. It's not just we had some injuries, or we'll get rid of this coordinator. It's like, how sure am I that these people really, I should just keep taking their word that they all know what they're doing?
Well, the thing that's so baffling to me is this is, you know, almost entirely, it's the same coaching staff that they had last year. It's much of the roster is the same from last year, at least the starting group was. They've lost so many guys to injuries, obviously. But, you know, they brought in Debo, they brought in Laramie, but I genuinely feel like the receiving corps has hurt them a ton. You know, the injuries there. I thought they had a much stronger receiving core last year. I think, you know, Olamide is still one of the more underrated players, and Diami, though, you know, he showed up in spurts, like, he could still, his speed, he could still take it over the top and, like, score one for you, you know? They don't have anywhere near the depth they had there. But, you know, the team is generally close to the same. So for them to go to the NFC Championship game 1 year and then, you know, fall off the face of the earth the next year. It just doesn't add up.
Whatever it's this baffling. Is.
Yeah, remember we were going, it's amazing. They got so much continuity into the coaching staff. Isn't
right.
that incredible?
Is that a good thing now? Like, I don't know.
Man.
We will be reading Nikki's work in The Athletic. She does an amazing job covering the team. Thank you, Nikki.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
You got
appreciate
it.
You.
Here's our Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. Hard Knocks last night, covering the NFC East. Had some really interesting commander scenes, including one with Kingsbury and Daniels we'll tell you about next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hard Knocks Episode 2 last night on the NFC East. We were glued to the screen to see how involved Washington would be. So a couple of things that let me down first, and then we'll get into some of the good stuff that we did get to see. In Minneapolis, we sat three rows behind Jaden Daniels' mom, who NFL Films had mic'd up during the game and had cameras on. She didn't show up in the show at all, cutting room floor. Now, it's possible.
Other than a quick hug on the sideline.
Yeah, during the game in the stands.
I was bummed.
It's possible that we'll see her later in the series when they show a clip or something. Somebody got in my DMs and they're like, Jaden's mom didn't even show up. We never saw you guys. I said, yeah, they probably were going to go to her for some reaction shots after completions or touchdowns or first downs. And they didn't really get to do that because there weren't any of those things as Washington got shut out. So that was a big disappointment. That's number one. Number two, we got nothing out of all of the mic'd up content of Jaden Daniels on the sideline after the injury. And this is how you know that the Commanders and the league just go through all of the good stuff that HBO and NFL Films gets, and they go, all right, you can't use that, 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 that. Because think about what they had. They've got the camera, and they've got him mic'd up on him the entire time on the sideline for all those conversations. Now, the camera's not in the blue tent, but you could easily just have the mic and a camera on the blue tent if you wanted to. There's nothing there, and I don't expect them to, you know, to be saying, okay, you got a sprained AC, blah, 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 but something, anything, where he's like, I want to go back in, and they're like, no, we got nothing.
None of it.
Out of that. That was the ultimate letdown. I was shushing everyone in the room. I'm telling my wife, here we go, here we go, here we go. Crestfallen. Just on to the next scene. What a complete kick to the shins that was. I don't know why I was expecting anything else.
I know. I hoped.
I kept saying this to you guys at the game. I'm like, we're going to see this conversation on Hard Knocks. I can't wait to see what he's saying. We saw zippy.
Yeah, we saw more with the back of his head
right,
trying to take pictures and video and stuff and maybe reading a trainer's lips than we did on the show.
The zoomed in video that I have of Jaden talking to his mom, which I'm assuming was his mom, but he at one point, and I just felt so bad for him, he looks like he's about to cry and he's looking over presumably at his mom. And I almost felt like I uncomfortable eavesdropping, but I was like zoomed in on my phone taking this video and I didn't post it and I won't post it because it's just not for anybody else necessarily after I saw, but the video is like him looking seemingly at his mom and he shakes his head no, which I can only infer or wonder, maybe she's like, are you going back in? And then the next thing he does is he like nods yes and like sadly just says like yes. And I'm assuming like, are you okay? And then the next thing is like a question about I don't know, but I'm guessing like, is it re-injured? Did you do this? And he gives her a thumbs up, but it's all like in this very forlorn way. And I have that video. That video, 1 million times better than anything Hard Knock showed us last night. I'm not going to post it. Again, it just kind of feels like me eavesdropping in their kitchen. It kind of felt like him and his mom. I even said to Darius, I'm like, should I post this? This seems like something I shouldn't post. And what I've learned is anytime I ask that and then post something, I don't think I've ever posted anything I completely shouldn't or was inappropriate, but I deal with more crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just at a point in my life where I don't want to deal with the crap.
Yep.
I'm not going to bat 1,000. There's going to be times where I post something and it's going to lead to crap. But this one particularly, I was like, I don't need anyone yelling at me. I'm just not going to post this. Too many people are going to call me too many names. But we got nothing from Hard Knocks on that. And Hard Knocks should be ashamed for that. Ashamed. So should the Commanders for telling them they can't use it. I kid. We did get a few scenes that were interesting, though, Danny. I want to start with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels getting early work in. These two dudes who get to the facility at like 5 a.m. in the bubble. It's those two and quarterback's coach David Blau out on the field. They're wearing big old Beats headphones. I guess Danny's earmuffs weren't available. How big were those headphones, by the way?
They're massive headphones. are you doing neck exercises also?
That was insane.
Yeah.
Those headphones think that the helmet that people wear when they ride bikes is small. This was on the field with Cliff and Jaden going through the game plan. I thought this was awesome access.
We'll start with curls. Retta, sticky, filthy, scuba, Z-bop. We got pop, Philly switch. Going to like try to time this up.
It's not just a matter of being physically ready. Daniels has to have the game plan down pat.
All right, 3rd and 7 here. Let's go flip here. Flip, heavy, scissors.
Daniels looks ready, mind and body. He'll be the starter Sunday against the Vikings.
Right, we'll break the huddle fast here. Still have a shot at the corner if you like that matchup. Good, getting good depth off of it. Good, good. Got time to ride the fake on that, and then we're good on Hulk. All right, let's get it, let's get it. Good job. Don't forget, you get man coverage, you like your one-on-one, we can give them whatever we want.
So this is obviously something they do late week, every week, going through some of the plays they're going to be running. What do you think exactly that was? What do you think they were doing?
I think it's with just one element of timing. That's why Cliff's out of breath, because he's running some of the motions
exactly.
And running some of the dummy routes just
he's
to sort of give
receiver,
you a look.
Yeah.
It's a visualization. There's nobody else on the field, so he's not wearing VR glasses to see 11 on 11. This is think about Drew Brees going through pregame warmups, like so famously, right? Where he would, drop back and make the throw and then look, that's where my 2 is, that's where my 3 is, that's where my 4 is, that's where my 5 is, and then I throw it away. And he would do that mental process. That to me is what that looked like, where it's like, here's the rhythm of the call, the rhythm of the play. You hold this handoff for 1,000, next thing. Your eyes go here, your thought process goes here because the timing is X. To me, it was just going through the mental exercise of
Agreed.
Where the players are going to be.
I also wondered if this was some of their checks, too. And we saw throughout the game many times.
Oh, interesting.
On that Van Ginkel interception. Like, I think, because he's going with these, like, words. Like, you've got Red Splat 14 baseball. And he's like, if this is stuff you're yelling out to the receivers, like, hey, baseball, baseball, red, red. And this is also, like, you're changing something up. I think there could be something to that where you know the plays by now. You know the playbook, the, what have you. But this is the stuff we're putting in against certain looks. So, because at the end, he's going, if you get man, we can do this. I think this is, to some extent, hey, if we get this look and we're trying to get out of it, here's the call. Here's what you're going to do, and that means curls, right? I think there was some of that maybe built in, too. But I love that scene. Cliff gets to the facility at like 3:52 in the morning. You remember the Hard Knocks of the Cardinals? When we rode with him in his car?
Uh-huh.
He would get there at like 2:17.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you know that, like, this is bedtime now, right now.
People are just shutting down.
And their point was, he looks like a handsome guy, and he is, but he's also a hard worker. He's just there with Jaden first thing in the morning in the bubble while dudes are still, like, waking up and trying to, you know, clear the sleep out of their eyes. So that was cool. Zach Ertz was the star of the show, sadly, prior to his injury. And this is how Hard Knocks does it. I don't know if the plan was already episode two is going to be the Zach Ertz episode, or if you just do a bunch of interviewing and taping and talking about players, and you'll use it at some point after he has a big game. And in this case, you had to empty out all the Zach Ertz stuff because of what happened. But it just set up for really emotional television because we're hearing for the entire episode about how amazing Zach Ertz is as a leader, as a human being, how important he is in the building. And then you see him get his knee shredded, and you see Marcus Mariota coming over to apologize to him as he's on the cart. And you see all the players that are just devastated and him sobbing as he's being taken off the field in one of the low moments, not only of his career, but presumably of his life, maybe with his football career coming to an end in front of our eyes. This was the clip where they're talking about Ertz's leadership.
I try and exhaust myself in this career as much as I can. I don't know, like, how much longer I'm going to play, and my whole career has just been focused on the task at hand and how can I be better as a player.
I think the leadership role has probably emerged more this year when things are going smoothly. That's leading, okay, but this year, in the toughest of seasons, that's when you really get tested the most. And he does not get tired of doing the things that are important, the fundamentals, that skill work. And so sometimes that's leading. That's showing the example to say, do the things all the time.
I just love sports. I love the competition. I love to win.
Look, I'm just telling you, I've coached a ton of guys, been in all four divisions in the NFC. And, like, best two guys I've ever worked with are Larry Fitzgerald and Zach Ertz. And Zach's shaking his head. Come on, bro. This is what I do for a living.
He's going to hate this.
And this is what I do for a living. But Zach is like, he's one of those players that you tell the young players, you may go your whole career and never be around a guy like Zach. Like the detail, the work ethic, the precision. He truly believes in his process.
That's tight ends coach David Rye, who was in this episode a lot, frankly. Visor guy, by the way. You always see him, he always wears a visor. He's like John Gruden. He hates hats, apparently, this guy. He's got very thick
hair. He wants the benefit of the front part of the hat, but not the restriction.
That's always been his thought, yeah. I think. And then the series shows us Ertz getting hurt, and it was brutal, man. That was tough.
Yeah. There's no way around that. That was stomach-turning, gut-wrenching, just awful.
We'll go around the NFL next. Also, I want to play the audio for you guys quickly when we come back just to wrap up the Hard Knocks recap of what Dan Quinn said postgame. You know, a week ago, we got the Denver postgame where he said, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. Well, we were wondering if he was going to say, we lost, and we are extremely lost. He didn't quite say that, but it was close enough. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll go around the NFL in just a moment. I want to talk about Philip Rivers coming out of retirement. Just an amazing story. Has not played in the NFL since 2020. 44 years old, a grandpa. And he's going to be starting an NFL game maybe this weekend. But let's hear Dan Quinn's post-game address of the Commanders. We wondered what he would say in the locker room after his big speech. Sergeant Slogan talking about not being lost anymore. This is what he had to say this weekend.
Today was so far off course. We're the same team that took the steps forward a week ago, and we took them backwards today. Same guys. Walking off the field, all I can think about is, all right, how do you get better and what's ahead? You know, and there's four games against our division, and if we want to ever leave a mark, now's the time. We have to get our football right. If we do that, we'll win all of them. If we don't, we'll look like we did today. All right, that's our choice. We got to make it. Whatever you got to throw in for your crew, it's time to throw all your chips in. We have to get that done with all of us, all right? Everybody who puts the shirt on, all right? That's how it's got to go down. It has to.
If giving a speech got you a good record, Washington's the one seed. Like, he can give a damn speech. This is Sergeant Slogan, after all. This is what he does. Yeah. This is where he's at his best, I think. Like, I thought that was a really good address to the team. And if you just hear that as a fan, you go, man, I like this guy. I like how he's addressing the roster. Like, this isn't good enough. Let's get it together. We got to push the chips in. We're all in this thing. It's now or never. It's a bunch of cliches, whatever. But it's like, that's a good football speech. Here's the problem. You watch Hard Knocks, and the team that ends up 6-10 looks like it's going to go 17-0 or whatever.
Right.
Because the music's behind it, and anybody can be made to look like they're giving a great
speech. Yeah, that NFL film's magic can make a 5-11 season seem like they were on the precipice of the Super Bowl.
Totally. You know? And that's maybe what you're getting there. I always... when we get this kind of access or when you hear him address the team after the Denver game, after this game, you understand why he's so popular with players and why they love him. It just doesn't matter, though. If you're popular with players or not, that's great. If you give a good speech or you don't, cool. Set it to music and it sounds awesome and people want to run through a wall or they don't, neato torpedo. Are you winning football games? That's what matters. And, I mean, this is a guy that in his career is basically a 500 coach at this point. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
He had the incredible year when Matt Ryan, I almost said Matt Stafford, when Matt Ryan won the MVP award with Kyle Shanahan at the controls of that offense, they went 11-5. It's the best it's ever been for him in Atlanta. Last year, with Jaden Daniels playing like an MVP, they went 12-5. I'm not taking away from Dan Quinn's culture. But there, that was year two. Like, early on in Atlanta, it was really good. From that point on, 10 wins, 7 wins, 7 wins, 7 wins, and then he started 0-5 and got fired. It fell off. Here you go, 12-5, now 3-10. All time, he's 58-57. He is a 500 football coach with two really good seasons in there. Otherwise, it's mostly been, you know, and really, if you want to just look at the last 5 years that he's coached, he's 10 games under 500.
It used to be guys like him and Jeff Fisher would get way more time. Like, Jeff Fisher had more deposits in the bank, right? Where he had a bunch of 13-win seasons, double-digit wins, and he basically won a decade without having a winning record, but just was coasting on the idea. Now we're more quick to sort of catch on and let somebody go, and they don't get as many shots for as long. I mean, Jeff Fisher coached for 22 years. That would just wouldn't happen now. But that's who he reminds me of, honestly. Good dude. Everybody likes him. Has an answer in these sorts of moments. I mean, how many times have you seen a coach when a team plays terrible? You could throw your temper tantrum. You can flip the table. You can, you know, smash something and, you know, chew everybody's hide. But that's the moment where you know you bleeped up. Everybody's bad. Everybody screwed up. And there's no one that gets to leave the game going, I did my job today. Everybody failed. And so that's a great moment to kind of pick you up. And you can see why dudes like playing for him.
I love his demeanor. I really do. And I legitimately think he is a great guy. Like, Rivera was known as a good dude, and I think he was. But I think with Ron Rivera, there was some strategy to a lot of it, and there were relationships that he would build for you know, different reasons or whatever. I think with Dan Quinn, I really get the sense, and I don't think Ron Rivera is a bad guy. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But I think, like, on another level, Dan Quinn is just a good human being. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And everyone I know that spends 5 minutes around him just falls in love with the guy and wants nothing but the best for him. That is tells you a lot about someone and the quality. It also is kind of irrelevant to, are you the guy to get this thing turned around? So far, I think there's a good chance that he is. That's the hope. But this has been just a nightmare of a season. There's no doubt about that. Real quick on Phil Rivers, we can talk more about this later. This is one of the craziest NFL stories that I can remember, Danny. The Colts, in about 3 weeks, from the Life Comes At You Fast department, have gone from gonna win the South and Daniel Jones
walking away with it,
MVP candidate, to Jones out for the year. The Colts aren't making the playoffs, and their starting quarterback this week might be Rivers, who is 44 and hasn't played since 2020, who was a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame and is going to restart the clock when he's been out of the league for 5 years. You need to wait 5 years, so this could have been the year he got in.
My goodness.
So now you restart that. He's got 10 kids from ages 2 to 23 is the span of the 10 kids. His 23-year-old has a child, so he's a grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's just like sitting at the house, just banging his head against the wall, dealing with children, and he's like, I'm going to go play football.
I should probably go play football.
But stick aside, he's got a high school football team that he coaches, just lost in the Final Four, wherever he lives. I don't know if he's in Carolina where he went to NC State or wherever. But Philip Rivers at 44 is going to start an NFL game. How is this the best option for the Colts?
It just can't be. You'll never convince me. And this, now it's a Disney movie. And it's, you know, it's like Rookie of the Year, but for football or something. But
he,
like,
apparently even talks to Shane Steichen on the phone every week.
I guess.
They're very close. And he runs, I actually heard someone say, he runs the same offense as the Colts do. So he knows the offense really, really well. As if it's just, oh, he does it in high school. So
he runs it?
Yeah. Well, that's what he coaches and calls the plays.
That's what I mean. Like, he tells a 17-year-old, right. You know.
He showed up at his presser today. Far be it for me to say he's not in great shape, but it doesn't look like he's been running as much as
for a 44-year-old, I'm sure he's in wonderful condition, better exactly. than the average bear, but what are we doing?
He's about to go out into the pocket, though, and get blown up by NFL defensive linemen. I mean, this is legit stunning to me.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his, by the way. I always have been, even as brash and loud as he was. And
I love him.
Like, there's a swagger to Phil Rivers, you know, like his sort of shot putting throwing style, noodle arm, it didn't matter. He was still trash talking on his way down the field. Never got the credit deserved because he never won the Super Bowl.
Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Better career here than Eli. Yeah, he put up numbies.
100%. But I can't believe that you don't have a better plan B. Like, in other words, you already did the Daniel Jones thing. You broke glass in case of emergency.
Well, they had a plan B, and it was Anthony Richardson who broke his orbital bone in a pre-game collision.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a plan C, which was Riley Leonard, who was their third stringer, who was the former Notre Dame quarterback, the transfer last year, who came from Duke. They drafted him in the late rounds. He got hurt. So this is quarterback number four, means planes in the mountain. But there's not a 27-year-old? Like, and what about Brett Rypien? Just retire. Brett Rypien was in Cincinnati when Burrow went down, and they went, we're not going to play you. We're going to trade for Joe
Flacco. Not you, though, right?
And he's like, you're going to trade for Joe Flacco? All right, whatever. I'm leaving. And then he went to Indianapolis. And then, lo and behold, everyone in your quarterback room has some kind of catastrophic thing happen, and you're like, oh, my God, I get to play on the Colts. And they're like, we're actually going to call Phil Rivers. Like, just leave at this point.
Yeah.
They're telling you.
Shut it down.
The league is telling you.
We don't value you. Dun, 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 dun.
Also, he retired on a one-day contract with the Chargers. So he played for the Colts at the end of his career in 2020 in the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because he had been Mr. Charger, he retired for one day with the Chargers to make sure that was the last team. But now he's playing for the Colts again. So does he have to re-retire for one day with the Chargers after this? Or do you just...
I don't know the answer to that.
Do I
have to have another one-day contract ceremony?
That's what I'm saying. You're restarting the clock. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's get into Daniels, Kingsbury, and the Washington offense next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.